I'm Sammy Mack. I'm the health reporter at WLRN, and my favorite South Florida story this year was when Ben Carson got stuck in an elevator in Miami. So he is now the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, and he was here to tour some affordable housing that was a project that was a collaboration with a bunch of people, including Miami Heat basketball legend Alonzo Mourning, who was supposed to take this tour with him at 8 o'clock in the morning in Miami. And of course, it's Miami. Like, first of all, nobody here shows up on time for anything. And second, especially not when it's 8 o'clock in the morning. Anyway, Mourning was running late. So Carson begins the tour, plays a little bit of foosball, gets into an elevator with a representative from the county and a couple of other people, and the elevator gets stuck. And then Mourning comes, and he's, like, waiting outside the elevator, and there's this, like, whole thing about, like, oh, we have to get Carson out of the elevator, and Mourning is standing out here, and it was, like, super awkward, and eventually he got out. Everybody was fine. But, like, my favorite part of that story is, of course, he was running late. It's South Florida.
I'm Laura Coburn, and we had a superhero running for office in Florida, Christian He-Man Schlereth. Although politics is full of weirdness, when you have a guy named He-Man running for Florida Senate, we had a state senator named Frank Artilius who had to resign his seat after some sexist and racist comments. So both Republicans and Democrats and even the unaffiliated He-Man lined up for the election. And I loved his slogan, "We have the power." He lost to Annette Tadeo, who is currently state senator.
My name is Teresa Frontado. I'm the digital director at WLRN. And I have to say that one of my favorite crazy Florida stories from 2017 is the case of the lawyer whose pants went on fire in court. The lawyer in question is Stephen Gutierrez. He was getting ready to make the final arguments in an arson case when his pants caught on fire. There was something in his pocket. Then there was some smoke coming out. He ran out of court. He went to the bathroom. And he said that the whole incident was because of a faulty e-cigarette. His client was accused of setting his own car on fire. His defense was that it was spontaneous combustion. And the judge of the case, he said it was highly improbable that his pants caught fire in a case where his argument was that it was spontaneous combustion.
I'm Terrence Shepherd, and I'm news director. One of the weirdest stories I saw this year was one about the state looking to hire an iguana wrangler for the Keys. They make messes, they eat vegetation, they'll destroy your garden, and they can cause car accidents, they're so large. So the state needed to hire someone to be the point person in charge of getting rid of them. So the job is posted as a temporary position. It's full-time, it starts at $18 an hour. So the wrangler actually needs to be a degreed biologist, a BA, master's preferred, because you need to know how to handle these animals. The person needs to be able to catch them using various approved methods. You can trap them with a rope. You may use some firearms. You can use nets. They're a non-native species, and Florida has way too many of those. So they need to get rid of those before they get rid of us.